Well, shalom, y'all. We are so glad you have joined us for this week's teaching. You know, his word tells us great shalom have those who love his Torah and nothing will cause them to stumble. This week, we're going to be continuing in the book of 2 Chronicles, and we're still going to be in chapter 7. So we're going to be starting with verse 13. It says, if I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or if I command the grasshopper to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, and my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their evil ways, then I will listen from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. So when we start here in this first verse that we read in verse 13, he's talking about if he shuts up the heaven. So when we look back in his word, we look back at the Torah, he told Israel that if they did not obey his commands, that they did not walk in his ways, if they chose instead to have a resistant heart towards him, to walk in their own ways, to do what was pleasing to them, what their heart's desire was, then he would bring discipline to them. He would bring pestilence. He would bring drought. He spoke about all the curses that would come because of the fact that they resisted his ways and instead chose to walk in their own ways. And the interesting thing we see here is that the discipline that Yahweh brings unto his people is also tied to the land. Okay, so the land suffered because of the sin of Israel and Judah as well. You know, Paul talks about how creation is yearning for this earth to be restored, because right now this earth is scarred from the sin of men. And so it is yearning for the day, for that second coming of Yeshua, where the earth will be perfected again. It is yearning for that and crying out for that. So when we look across our nation and we see what's going on even across the world, a lot of the issues that we see in nature is tied very much to the fact that people on this earth are walking in resistance to God's will and his ways. And so he is giving Israel, actually this is Judah, he is giving Judah what they are to do when he does this, when he brings that discipline. He brings his discipline to the children he loves because he wants to save them. He wants them to turn from their evil ways. He wants them to turn from that resistance in which they are walking in and embrace his ways. And when we walk in resistance to his ways, what we're doing is we are walking in pride. That is a proud heart. A proud heart resists the ways of Yahweh. It resists the conviction of the Holy Spirit. It resists the call to humble oneself, to admit that one is wrong, to turn from their ways, and to embrace him. Okay, let's look at what Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 5 says. Everyone who is proud in heart is an abomination to Yahweh. Assuredly, he will not be unpunished. So the one who is proud, who is resistant to God's voice, to the instructions he has given, to the conviction of the Holy Spirit calling for you to turn from your sin, to turn from your ways, and instead embrace the ways of Yahweh, to walk in his ways, to the person who's resistant to that conviction, but instead chooses to do his own thing, is an abomination unto Yahweh. He says, and assuredly that person will not go unpunished. So there will be discipline. There will be punishment that comes to the one who is proud in heart. And when you walk in pride, you are an abomination unto Yahweh. Now let's look at James chapter 4 and verse 6. But he gives a greater grace. Therefore it says, God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Be subject therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. So James tells us here that God gives grace, a greater grace. So there is a grace that we can have, that we can attain, that will cover all of our sin, all of our uncleanness, from the times that we walked in a hard heart before, where we rejected his ways, where we rejected his instructions, and we chose to walk according to the pleasures of our heart, being conformed unto this world instead of being transformed into the image of Yeshua and the way he walked and what he did. Who's the one who gets this greater grace? It's given to the one who is humble. James tells us he is opposed to the one who is proud. So the one who is rejecting God's way, who is resistant towards the conviction of the Holy Spirit, who is resistant to repent of their sin, to turn from their uncleanness, and to hear God's voice, that one is proud, and God is opposed to that person. So that person will not find the greater grace of God. But the grace comes to the one who is humble. The one who is humble is the one who is willing to admit that there's something not right, that there's behaviors they need to change, there are thoughts they need to change. That's the one who is humble. The one who is open to receive correction from God, the one who is open to repent and turn from their sin and hear the instructions of the Almighty and walk in the instructions of the Almighty. So what does James tell us? Be subject to God. Resist the devil. Humility is to be subject to God. It is to walk in obedience to God, to his word, to his instructions, and what he has told us to do. So we subject ourselves to God and we resist the devil. They go hand in hand. We resist temptation and we are obedient unto righteousness. And God's instructions, his Torah, the law which he has given us, is that which sets what righteousness is. Paul said that his law, his Torah, is righteousness. So as we read in this first scripture, he's talking about if your land, he's talking about the punishment that's going to come because of their sin, of what they've been doing. He says, but if my people will do some things, he goes, then I will heal their land. And let's look at what those things are that he asked them to do. The first thing he said was to humble yourselves. We've already kind of spoke about this issue. So the first step to them bringing a healing unto their land, which is interesting, he didn't want to just heal the people, but the desire was also to heal the land. And he tells them, humble yourselves. If you humble yourselves, I will forgive you. Also meaning I will bring healing unto you, I'll bring restoration unto you, and I will heal your land. So the first thing we are to do is to humble ourselves. So if we are proud, we need to circumcise our hearts. We need to pray and ask for Yeshua to come and do a work on our hearts, to take that old stony heart out that's resistant to God's word, that's resistant to his instructions, to remove it and give us a soft heart, a tender heart, a heart of flesh that desires to walk in his ways, that desires to please him. Humble yourselves. Or you can say, submit yourselves. Submit yourselves to God's word, to his will, to the instructions in which he has given us to do. So that's the first step, is to remove the pride and to humble yourself, to remove the resistance against his word and submit yourself to his word. The second thing he tells them to do is to pray. So you humble yourselves and then you pray. You seek his face. You know, Paul tells us to pray without ceasing. It is through prayer that we talk and communicate to Yahweh. And the talking and the communication is how we build that relationship with Him. Without communication, you can't build a relationship with someone. Without talking to someone, you can't get to know them. So it's through the talking with Him that we get to know Him. So pray without ceasing. And also praying is our weapon as we ask and we pray over the circumstances that we're going through. He hears our prayers and He answers from heaven and He sends His angels on our behalfs. And they fight for us and they minister unto us and they lead us and they guide us. So prayer is essential for us to navigate through this world. It helps us to avoid the pitfalls that are out there. Through prayer, we are able to take a heart that is humble and be able to learn and walk in the ways of our God. The third thing He told him to do was to seek His face. When we seek His face, this is not something that we do just one time. This isn't just a prayer that you pray one time. But seeking His face is something that you do over and over and over again. You can compare it to a trodden path, like or a beaten down path. When you walk the same path over and over and over again, the grass gets worn out. It gets beaten down. It becomes a trodden path, a beaten down path. And that's what it means to seek His face, that you're going after His face over and over and over again, that you have created a path, a beaten down path on your journey to Him. And He wants you to seek Him so you can learn His character. Seek my face. Seek me. Learn who I am. Learn about my attributes. Learn about my blessings. Learn about the promises that I have for you. And learn my ways. Learn the ways in which I desire for you to walk. Learn the ways in which Yeshua walked. We are to imitate Yeshua. We are to walk just as Yeshua walked. And when we do that, we are an example unto Him to this world. But see, the proud and resistant heart doesn't have a desire to learn the character of God. It doesn't have a desire to learn the ways of Yahweh. That's why first we must humble ourselves so that we may seek Him to learn His ways and have a desire to walk in His ways, which is why the next thing He says is turn from your way. So turn from what you have been doing. So learn my character, learn my ways. Now see, look in the mirror, see where you don't measure up when it comes to walking in my ways and according to my character. And turn from those things and begin to walk in my ways and in my character. This is all about repentance. That is what repentance is. Repentance is to turn from that which is not right and embrace that which is right. And He says that when we do these things, when we humble ourselves, when we pray, when we seek His face, and we turn from our evil ways, that He forgives us. He is faithful to forgive us of all of our sins, of all of our uncleanness. Yeshua died upon that cross, and His blood was shed for us, even while we were yet sinners. So that if we had a willing heart, and if we would be willing to humble ourselves, then He would come with His blood and He would atone us of all of our sin. And not only does he forgive us, though, he heals us. He brings restoration unto us. His desire is for us to be completely whole in our mind, our body, and in our spirit. And upon us being healed, he also heals our land. He brings the blessing. The land being cursed was one form of the curse that was given unto Judah. This is who this was spoken to. From not obeying God's law. So his promise to heal the land is that he is now removing the curse and he is bringing his blessing. His desire is to pour out his blessing upon us. And when we humble ourselves, pray and seek his face and turn from our evil ways, he will bless us. And his blessing that he pours out upon us will also affect the land as well. When Yeshua died upon that cross for us, he took away the curse. He took away the punishment that was there for us because we disobeyed, because we were proud and we were resistant. So all we need to do is be willing to see the work that he did for us upon that cross and humble ourselves and ask for forgiveness. And if we do that, he will bring a blessing unto us and he will heal us. Well, hallelujah. We are so glad that you have joined us for this week's teaching. We will be back again next week with another teaching. So come back now and shalom, y'all. Scripture quotations taken from LSB, Legacy Standard Bible, copyright 2021 by the Lockman Foundation, used by permission, all rights reserved, managed in partnership with 316 Publishing Incorporated, lsbible.org, and 316publishing.com.